Our guest in the cafe this morning is Lauren Corbell, the city editor and columnist with Paris News. Lauren, good morning.
Good morning, John.
And Lauren is going to visit with us from time to time about various things going on up on the Red River, or at least close to the Red River in Lamar County, there in Paris. Lauren, I see the North Lamar ISD has a big election coming up. This is Saturday, May 6th. They're having a major bond election up there.
Yeah, that's right. They had attempted to get a bond passed through last year for $56 million. It failed, and they kind of went back to the drawing board, and they contacted the constituents in their district to get some feedback about what they liked and disliked about the previous election and why people weren't supportive. And so they reformatted it and shaved off about $11 million. And so they've brought it down to $44.9 million. And they're kind of focusing on four different buildings specifically. There's Higgins Elementary School is an older elementary school. They're hoping to get rid of it entirely and rebuild a new elementary school for 650 students. They're also looking at Bailey Intermediate School. It's in pretty rough shape, according to the board, and so they're hoping to get rid of it also and build a new intermediate school. And then there's two others, a Parker Elementary School and a Stone Middle School that they're hoping to renovate in a number of ways, just to kind of bring them up to speed. And then I think they also want to do some technology updates campus-wide. Mm-hmm. They had a series of town hall meetings and brought people in, and they also had some surveys. They had people to fill out surveys,
yeah,
to get their feedback, and people were really willing to give their input. So that's always good. I think that's something that really helps any school board make decisions, is when the people will speak up and tell them what they're concerned about.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Lauren Corbell. Lauren is city editor and columnist with Paris News. Of course, the North Lamar ISD, they're on the north side of Paris, 5A school district, for those that might not be familiar with it. Now, you've got some community events on the near horizon, and I guess the closest one is the Paris Wine Fest coming up on April 1st.
Yeah, this is a really popular event here. From what I understand, there's only about 30 tickets left. It's a fundraiser for the Paris Main Street, which helps keep the buildings up to snuff. They do the facades. They do all sorts of historically accurate updates to the buildings through their building improvement grant. So the Paris Wine Fest sets up. They bring in Texas wineries from all over the state. They set up in different shops downtown, and then we also have caterers and restaurants that set up alongside them. So people, they get their wristbands, and then they get to go to 11 different stops, and they taste wine, they have a little bite to eat, they get to do some shopping. I've participated in this many times, and it's a really fun evening. And then we also have live music. We'll have Cass Haley on the square.
Oh, yeah.
Several other musicians will be set up around downtown, so it's a lot of fun. And tickets are $40. If you can still get them, they're online at you can, if you just search for Paris Texas Wine Fest, it'll take you right to the site.
They've done a great job in Paris maintaining that downtown compared to a lot of other cities, I have to say.
Yeah, they put a lot of effort into it, and I think our downtown has greatly improved during the last probably 10 or 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I think that's true of Sulphur Springs. Certainly that's true in some other cities around Northeast Texas. Mm-hmm. And what's the slow roll on April 3rd? That would be a Monday.
Yeah, so this is kind of interesting. A Paris ISD student a few years ago created this project. He wanted to raise awareness about bicycling and encourage people to get out and ride their bikes. And so he does this once a month during the months that are weather friendly.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a family friendly bike ride. He will choose a different route each month, and They, let's see, this time it's about a 6-mile route that they're going to ride, and they don't allow training wheels, but other than that, it's family friendly.
Yes, yeah, so I guess that's late in the afternoon, Monday, April 3rd.
Okay. 6:15, and it starts at the farmer's market.
Lauren, this good visiting with you. We want to do this again soon, so thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Good. Lauren Corbell is the city editor and columnist with the Paris News, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.